Welcome back. Doug Scott's been serving as athletic director at Quincy College since June. Prior to that, coached the men's basketball team, the Granite, for 9 seasons. So he's finally stopped by here in the program to talk to us about his journey. Doug, good to meet you and great to see you.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
Yeah, pleasure to talk to you about this. We focus a lot on academics at the college on our monthly programs. So we're turning the page here a little bit, having some fun talking about sports. However, at least in your mind, the two go hand in hand, right?
100%.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your background first, your history, if you can.
Grew up in the city of Quincy. Yeah. Went to Quincy High. Had a nice career playing at Quincy High School. My pathway went to Massasoit after that in the junior college realm. And then after that, just started working and found a path to just helping people, through sports and coaching. And I'm doing it to today.
Yeah, in your hometown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What year did you graduate Quincy High?
2008.
Okay. All right. And right to Massasoit after that?
I did. Yes.
Yeah. What did you study at Massasoit?
Business.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Being a business owner now, I own Scott Brothers Construction, and so kind of put me on the pathway as a business owner, and serving people in the, in other communities.
Yeah, but sports was always in your blood. Standout athlete, legendary athlete at the high school, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Highest scorer, is that right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That record still
yeah,
hold?
I guess yeah. That's what I'm known for. I try to hide from that. I don't want to be
really?
Known just for that.
Okay.
I think I'm put on this earth to help people.
Hmm.
And I got a great opportunity here to, to help more people. Young student athletes to impact their lives, high on my list to do in life.
Yeah, how did you end up? You actually kind of founded the men's basketball program right at the college.
I did. I would say I have a creative mind.
Yeah.
I love creating programs and opportunities for people. And, the opportunity at Quincy College, I just felt like me coming out of Quincy High and whatever my downfalls were at the time, I thought, Quincy College and athletics would have been a great path for me to be locally.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had that in my mind. And then kind of presented it to the college, and it started out, I think it's been about 10 years that I've been involved. My first year team, I think we had a total of 8 guys.
Okay.
We were number 2 team in the country. We had 2 Division I scholarship athletes, and all 8 graduated.
Wow.
So right then and there, I thought we had something special, especially in the city of Quincy.
Mm.
And then just the leadership that we've had, President DeCristofaro, our mayor, give me the opportunity, one, for my vision, and innovative ideas and unique kind of situations where we really can help student athletes that are really serious about academics, right? We have people come in, and it's if graduating isn't number one, then it's going to be a tough road.
Mm.
You're here for an education, you're here to graduate,
right.
And then athletics comes second, But we try to support all our athletes to improve, even if it's sports enhancement, the performance side of increasing your body,
mm-hmm.
But just overall making you better as an athlete, and then, providing them, academically, just resources for them to be the best student athlete possible.
Yeah. Were you active in sports at Massasoit, Doug?
I was. Yep.
Yeah.
I was a all-region Division II. They were Division II at the time. I led the country in 3-point makes. I had a lot of opportunities, but life gets a hold of you, I had to go into the business side and kind of grow as an individual. Started a family so life gets a hold of you and you try to find opportunities where really helping people has been my calling.
So did you kind of hold yourself to the same standards academically and athletically as you hold for your students?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Looking back, I wish I had somebody like myself,
right?
To really guide me. I think a lot of young men or young women think they know it all, especially when they come from, being the best player in your perspective, sport.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to have somebody that can lead you down the right path. And I feel like I'm that somebody here to help individuals, not just basketball anymore. It's it's through all sports, which I'm just excited about. Just kind of jumping in different realms of pathways for the hockey, a hockey student athlete, a baseball student athlete. So that's kind of the fun and interesting part about this job that I was very excited about. That I can kind of step outside my realm and just understand, pathways for, all student athletes where, they can come to Quincy College and have a path of success. You know, it should be a pathway to success and to move on to a four-year university or stick, at Quincy College and and graduate. So there's so many opportunities here, and I think we're, as a program, we're making the proper steps to continue growth, to continue success, and I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, since June, you've been kind of dual role, right? Athletic director and men's basketball coach.
Yes.
So you're stepping away from the coaching duties?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I just think it's time. Again, for being around it for 10 years, I think we've built something. When I say we. Anything that has been done here is it hasn't been just me. It's the people that I've surrounded myself with that have impacted the program, and really took ownership of it. So I've been fortunate enough to just have really great people surrounding me as my coaching staff, but also the people in our building and our community. What I think separates us from other, community colleges are people, And, now it's, building those relationships with my coaching staff and providing them, with whatever resources they may need to be very successful, know.
Just this past week, Jamal Griffin named new head coach of the men's basketball, right?
Yes. Yeah. Jamal's been with me for about 2 years.
Okay.
3 years, actually. And, we speak the same language. We talk daily. And, his communication is, his approach to the game is the same approach as mine. So we have kind of the same voice and same outlook of the game.
Sure.
And I know he will, not only continue our success, but I think he'll take it to another level, especially with me and being around it and have done it. I think putting him in the right situations to be as successful as possible, but also, we're putting so many things in place now for our student athletes where they can come, and have a safe place to discuss things with me, and I'm not the coach, to really help them academically. I have a great assistant with me, Steve Priscilla, who's been fantastic by my side, and we do things to whatever we can to make that student athlete just more successful in all different roads down there at Quincy College.
What is the current state of athletics at Quincy College? What sports are offered?
So obviously men's basketball, we're in the Region 21, that's NJCAA. Baseball, we just moved to the NJCAA, so those are two varsity sports. And then we have hockey. They are a club sport in which club athletics right now in the hockey realm is blowing up. Our numbers have shown it. And then, we have co-ed soccer, we have co-ed running. My initiative is really to bring the women's athletics to it, separate the men's and women's soccer to really get them on a varsity level that we're currently doing right now. And then women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently recruiting for women's basketball right now. We have a couple coaches in mind that have been very successful in the women's basketball realm. And I'm actually excited. I think this time next year, we're going to roll out probably one of the better junior college women's basketball team in the country.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
And building, more programs, but, being innovative and having different, ideas to make it our student athletes, a success and a positive time at Quincy College.
I know you were stressed, we say student athlete, you stress student first, right? That's kind of the philosophy.
So in our kind of our region and in our conference, you got two different roads. Mm-hmm. There's people that just want to get guys graduated, mm-hmm. and there's ones that compete that don't really worry about the graduation. I think we're doing both right now. And, in the basketball realm, we've graduated 47 student athletes.
Wow.
We have 18 scholarship athletes that have left our program. We've had 34 Division III athletes move on to four-year schools. So, our program and our structure, I think now implementing that with other sports, I think we can have it on a broader scale of helping people.
Do student athletes at Quincy College have to meet certain education requirements?
Yep, so it's a full-time enrollment, it's four classes, it's a 2.0 GPA. We've had, especially this year with basketball, we have four student athletes that have came from the NEPSAC school, Bridgeton Academy, Brimmer and May. So we're attracting right now like high-level student athletes, right? And, it's helping them academically also, but more sports performance part where we're really pushing them to be the best possible in both realms.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, actually. Do you think that, a successful student translates into a successful student athlete, or the other way around, or they play together?
They both have to play together. Yeah. So for us to have, student athletes leave, on scholarship, they have to be elite in both categories.
Okay.
So, that's what we're stressing. That's what we push. I think a lot of kids come in with high dreams and aspirations, and, we're open to that. It's just we bring them back to reality of, hey, this is the requirements that you need to meet.
This is not just play.
Yes. Yeah. This is what a Division I athlete does.
Right.
So we show them the way,
and
it's up to them if they can, really execute that.
Right, and they don't have to, right? I mean, it can be just for play if that's all they want, right?
Yeah, it definitely can be just for play and have a, just a great experience being a part of a team.
Right.
From our student athletes that have moved on to scholarship before, we've had a lot of successful young men come through our program that are firefighters, that are cops.
Sure.
So I believe our structure here, just having those real life skill sets on time, being personal, talking to teachers and trying to just, your relationships, build relationships in your community. Give back to your community, and always be selfless. Help others.
Skills, right?
Yeah. I think your glory will come to you if you really help other people. So we really stress that of being a good person first, and then the rest we can help you with.
Sure. Ideally, Doug, for facilities and athletics at Quincy College, how does the situation stack up right now? What would you like to see in the future?
So I think we're taking our the proper steps and as a program. We're working really well. I mean, Quincy Public School System, they've been great working with us and welcoming us in to use their facilities, especially the fields as well. Paul Donahue, who's been great, so those relationships, we're growing, we're working well together.
Yeah.
But, in the future, I'd love to see Quincy College have our own facilities, our own gym, maybe a sports enhancement, fields and things like that where, we can just keep taking those proper steps as a program.
Mm-hmm.
But I know our leadership is just, especially in the city of Quincy and, President DeChristopher, our leadership is top notch and, I think we're all in alignment where we can do some wonderful things.
Oh, it's very evident already on the academic side, the partnership between the public schools and the college with, early college, high school, and the myriad of programs. So it stands to reason it would translate to athletics as well, sure. Do you have growth opportunities in the athletic department? Are you looking for help?
Yeah. I think we're always looking for help. Like I said, I think, your staff, your people that I surround myself with is important. So, we're always looking for people to kind of come in and impact, and take ownership and help us grow. So I think there's definitely more opportunity, especially with coaches, when we start adding some sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited for the growth and our journey. and kind of just keep taking those proper steps as a program to, you know, continue to be academically, you know, high level, and then, you know, try to attract high level student athletes to Quincy College, yes, where we can kind of support them and help them and put them on a pathway to success.
Sure. For you know, a high school athlete today, Doug, you know, listening to you saying, you know, I don't want to go to college. I want to be a pro. I want to be in the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball. What's your message to them?
Start here first.
Right. Yeah.
Start here first. Yep. And I think the state of college athletics now, especially at the higher level, you know, I don't even know if it's a student athlete anymore. It's more semi-pro,
it's
right?
It's gotten more professional, for sure.
So yeah. I feel like this level, it's a true meeting of student athlete,
okay,
right? And yeah, so I'm excited for the journey and, you know, just excited to continue building relationships in the city of Quincy, but in our surrounding communities.
The new season for the Granite kicks off October 26th, right? 1 p.m. at Quincy High School. Free admission.
Yes, yes. It's going to be a great brand of basketball. It's actually a preseason that we usually, we're going to play Salem State.
Okay.
So we play a lot of state schools prior to our...
big state schools.
Yeah, big state schools that prior to getting into our conference. So, you know, it's a real good test for our players to see that level. And then also we take a trip down to New York and we play a Division I team.
Really?
So we try to give our guys the experience of all different levels. And then, you know, we leave it up to them of how they kind of produce on the court.
Sure.
You know?
Great to talk to you, Doug. Appreciate the opportunity. Good luck in your new role.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Please come back, too.
Thank you.